Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to a girls only Almost Famous Podcast in celebration of Mother's Day. We've got a whole bunch of bachelor moms and, well, bachelor non-moms too, hanging out together in LA. They're going to get their nails done, their makeup done. They're going to go for a shopping spree at Macy's. This podcast is brought to you because of Macy's, which is a great place to get your Mother's Day gift. I mean, they have everything, as you know, clothes, makeup, jewelry, perfume. I can't think of anything that a mom would want that you really couldn't find at Macy's. So I'm unfortunately not able to join them because Jared had COVID this week and I was exposed and all right. I'm having FOMO over here, but a lot of my fellow bachelor moms are having a day of pampering and just girl time over there. And I'm excited to catch up with them via Zoom. So our first guest is going to be one of the most notorious bachelor moms. I guess notorious may not be, maybe it's not the most appropriate word, but she's, when you think of bachelor moms, you definitely think of Amanda Stanton because she so publicly dated Ben Higgins and others on Paradise with having two girls. And she introduced the girls to Ben on the show. So let's get Amanda on to talk about motherhood. All right, guys, Amanda Stanton sitting here looking cute as ever with your brunette hair. How do you feel being a brunette now?
I feel good. I love it, actually.
Are you ever going to go back to blonde for the wedding, maybe?
I think just for the wedding. If it weren't for the wedding, I think I would keep it for a long time. But I feel like I need to look like myself at the wedding, and I just feel like I'm a blonde.
So, I feel like you're a blonde too. You look beautiful both ways, but I think it would be crazy if for your wedding day you weren't your classic,
right?
Your signature blonde.
Yes, I've been blonde for 32 years, so I got to do it for the wedding.
32 years. You've been blonde since birth. You're a natural blonde.
I was born blonde. I had blonde hair my whole life. I think now my roots grow in brown, but I started dyeing my hair before that happened. So I've always been blonde.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So what role are your girls going to play in the wedding, and how active are they in wedding planning? I feel like both of them are probably super into dress shopping and decor with you.
It's so funny because Kins is so excited. She's so into it. So I decided to make her like my maid of honor because we're not having bridal parties. Aww. And then Charlie's going to be a flower girl. I feel like Charlie, she's very like distracted. She's not as into it. I feel like she doesn't really know like what's going on. So Kins will be the maid of honor.
Oh my God, that is so adorable.
So cute.
How's the wedding dress shopping going, and are they going to be part of that?
Yeah, so we've went to a couple places actually. It's so funny because I was more into them trying on dresses than I was. Like I care more about their looks than I do for mine. It's actually scaring me how much I am relaxed about the wedding planning. I feel like at the last minute I'm going to be a bridezilla because I've been very relaxed about it all.
Since Amanda's been on the show, she got engaged to her fiance, Michael. He has a great presence on her social media. So if you don't know Michael now, go follow her and get to know Michael. Do you think that you're chiller about this wedding planning because you've already been married before?
I don't think so, because in my mind, I haven't been, if that makes sense. Like, I don't count my first wedding. Like, it's weird for me to even talk about.
Wait, so, do you not count your first wedding or your first marriage?
The whole thing. It just, it doesn't count.
But your girls
count.
Came from it.
Yeah, I had Kins first. So I was so young, and I just feel like everyone gets, like, one practice round that doesn't count. So I don't think that's why. I think it's just hard when you have kids and we're both so busy, and then adding wedding planning on top of it. I feel like we're both so excited to get married, but we're both like super chill about the actual wedding.
Amanda, how in the world, like, do you parent two kids, have a job, even though, you know, your job is like, you do it at home? It still doesn't take away from any of the difficulty, because what I found is like staying home, like being a stay-at-home mom who also does her work from home is really challenging, because you have to like parent and work at the same time. And I know people will belittle influencer working, but it's a real job.
Yeah.
So please give me pointers on how you do this, especially a couple years ago when the kids were younger, because now I feel like your girls are pretty self-sufficient.
They are pretty self-sufficient now, but it's crazy because even still, like during COVID, they were home and they were doing online school and I couldn't get anything done. Like it is impossible for me to get stuff done when the kids are home, even now. They're in school. They're back in school now. So it's so much easier. I feel like I get everything done while they're at school. But once they get home, it's really hard.
Everything slows down.
It's everything.
Like, yeah, I'm able to do everything technically still, but it'll take me 3 to 4 times longer.
Yeah. You can get like, if you have a list of like 10 things, you can maybe get 2 of them done.
Yes. I'm like, okay. It's like Jared will be like, so what'd you do today? And I'm like, well, I swear to you, I didn't sit on the couch for more than like an hour. And that was just when I was feeding him. But when I think about the things that I accomplished, all I can think about is that and that.
Yeah.
And both of them pre-baby would have probably taken me a total of like an hour and a half.
100%. I mean, it definitely gets easier, but it is still impossible for me to like work from home when the kids are home. It's hard.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know that I'm not alone.
You know, you're not. Gets easier now, once they start school.
Oh, thank you. And probably when they start talking, maybe? No? Yes?
Yes and no.
Then they're just probably demanding.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you having kids in the future with Michael. I feel like I know that you want more kids. And I know that you want a boy. So what's the timeline on this? And I know that you can't like promise yourself you're going to get a boy, but why do you want a boy? And what is the timeline?
Okay. So I want a boy just because I already have two girls and I think it'd be fun to have one of each. But Michael and I swear we're going to just have another girl. Like we think that we're just going to have all girls. So we want to be married for a year and just kind of enjoy married life before we start trying. So I'd say like in the next 2 years, I hope.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Oh, he will be adorable. And then he'll have snuggle time with George, the most amazing golden retriever ever.
Yes. He's so cute.
He's so cute. Let's talk about sleepovers because you have talked about sleepovers on your Insta story so many times, and I'm sure you're probably annoyed that I'm even bringing this up, but people seem so curious about it that I just want to talk about it, especially since I feel very similar to you. You don't let your girls have sleepovers and they're still young. Okay. Wait, so what? Kin's like 9.
Kin's is actually turning 10 this weekend.
Okay. So she's turning 10 this weekend.
But they're 8 and
Charlie,
9 at the moment.
Okay. 8 and 9. I mean, so, yeah, I think that's totally legit that you don't want them having sleepovers right now. Do you think that's going to change? And what's your reasoning behind it?
To be honest, I was shocked by how many people were questioning it because I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer. Not that I'm judging anyone who does let their kids have sleepovers, but I think it's pretty obvious why some people wouldn't. I definitely don't see myself allowing them to have sleepovers anytime soon. Kin's, I fully trust. Kin's is more responsible than I am. Charlie, she's never having a sleepover ever, I don't think.
What do you think they're going to get into at this age?
I'm not so worried. I mean, I worry about everything. It's actually something I'm working on because even the thought of my kids like becoming teenagers and just walking to the park with their friends without me watching completely terrifies me.
Yeah, Ken, no. I think that we should put chips in our kids. I'm not even kidding you. I know that sounds insane.
No.
But, and like we have trackers on the phones and all that, but like they can easily drop their phone or whoever's kidnapping them can also take their phone and turn it off. So my thought is that I would love to put a chip in Dawson. Until he is 18 and then he could take it out. It'd be like just like a dog chip, you know, because if we could track where our dogs are if they run away.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, I don't even think I'll stop when they're 18.
Like, my parents haven't.
No.
Like it's when crazy. I go to a concert late at night and I'm whether I'm here in Rhode Island or at home, they always want me to text them when I get home or they track me. They're always tracking me.
Well, that's how Kin's is with me. So I was at Coachella this weekend and she calls me a lot and I didn't answer her calls like for maybe 20 minutes. And I looked at my text and she was like, Mom, you need to text me back. You're giving me anxiety.
Oh and so my God. But that's how I was at her age too.
She's so protective of me. She's so responsible. It's crazy. I was actually just telling Emma, who was doing my makeup, that I'm like, sometimes I'm like, who's the parent here? But I still won't let her do anything without me.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it all makes sense. I could really talk about this and being overprotective for a while. I know it's going to sound like we're like helicopter parents, but there's lots of scary things in this world today. I think it's warranted. And I just to finish my thought, like Dawson, if there was such a chip, he could take it out and I would never be like, you can't do this. You can't do that. I just want to know where you are and that you're safe. Like, I don't like even so much. Well, I mean, ugh, that's too vague. There's lots of bad things I could be doing. The bottom line is I just want to know that you're safe. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. But sleepovers at that age, like I feel like have them sleep over. I have them stay over at their friend's house late. And then they can come home. That's what I used to do. I used to not even want to go to sleepovers. I just want to like hang out with my friends late. And then my mom could like pick me up at 11.
Yeah, that's what we do. We call it a late over.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So all they can come over till it's bedtime.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel adult enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that Kin's tracks you because when I was in third grade, I had mad separation anxiety for my parents. So whenever we had a babysitter, I would be so worried that something was going to happen to them. And I would just have to know where they were at all times.
Yeah,
but we didn't have such technology and it made me so nervous. And I would love to be a kid now and track my parents. I'm so crazy. What kind of kid wants to track their parents?
Kinsley.
Okay. I love the reverse situation. You're partying and having fun like a kid at Coachella, and she's like, Mom, answer your phone.
Yeah. So cute, though.
All right. Well, Amanda, I could talk to you about motherhood a lot longer, but we have so many guests to get to today. So go have fun. Enjoy your shopping spree at Macy's. I'm so jealous. What are you going to get?
I don't know. I just got here and I was getting my makeup done, but I'm going to go take a look.
Okay, fun. So jealous.
Well, we miss
okay.
you.
Miss you. Bye.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Now we are joined by not just a mother, but the mother of the Bachelor franchise, Trista.
Hi!
Trista Wren, Trista Sutter, Trista Sutter,
whatever you want to call me.
Trista Wren Sutter. Trista Wren. She's also the host of our spinoff show, Formerly Famous, where she and Bob Guinea go back and talk about the old days of Bachelor Nation after rewatching old episodes. It's really fun. So if you guys have or have not watched old episodes, you can go and catch up with them. You know, go live in the aughts. That'll be fun.
Yes.
Or you can relive old memories. That's also
right.
Fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun.
Okay, Trista, we've talked about motherhood a bit now. You were on my baby shower podcast. So I'm going to ask you like some fun, random, not so like spiritual questions.
Got you know it. What I mean? Okay,
but like,
good.
Like
let's
dirty,
do the fun
dirty
stuff.
Deets. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you given your kids the sex talk?
Yes.
Oh
well,
my
mine
God,
are,
how does
I
that
mean,
go?
Mine are 13 and 14. So, you yeah. know, compared to other moms here today, definitely had to be done.
Okay.
So we did it. Oh, gosh, I want to say.
Did Ryan do your son? And then did you do? No. Okay. So tell me everything. Start it. Like how yeah. awkward was it? How nervous were you? Where did you do it? Did you like lock him in the car? And you're like, oh, yeah. They can't escape me here.
No. Okay. So about 3 years ago, I was with a friend who had older kids, and I was just asking her, how do I do the talk? What do I say? And she was like, I have a perfect book for you. So she gave me actually 3 books. I can't remember the name of it. I'll send it to you after I get home, but I'll send you the name. And so she let me borrow these books, and individually I sat down with Blakesley, and Blakesley she's 13 now, but she is way more chatty than Max is. Max's personality, mm-hmm. I think we've talked about this probably, is he's very much like Ryan, very stoic and introverted. Mm-hmm. And okay. even though we have a great relationship, he is very introverted. So I was a little more worried about Max, being that it would be harder to talk to him. So I sit down with Blakeslee. I was like, I want you to read this book. We kind of went through it together, and her eyes were just like saucers, you know, like, what are you talking about? You're blowing this is like, my mind.
This is like the American Girl book that my generation got.
Yes. Yes. Actually, I almost got that book. But I figured
that's,
you know,
more of like a puberty thing totally. And less of a sex thing. That's more of like a girl's body change book.
Yes. But I think they actually have a sex one now. Anyway, so with her, she was hysterical. All questions, you know, like, are you kidding me? Like, that's how it really, what are you talking about? Like, I feel like she was kind of mad at me for, like, you know, telling her about this thing that happens to everyone, puberty plus, like, you know, sex, and that's how you're born, you know?
So did you say explicitly, and then, like, the penis goes into the vagina?
Oh, yeah. We went through everything. I mean...
And she was truly mind-blown. She didn't know about this stuff from school?
Mind-blown. No, she was younger. This was probably when she was 10. I think she was either 9 or 10.
Okay, that's probably around the time, like, rumors started swirling at school that this is how it happened, and you're like, are kidding. No way.
And I think that TikTok had just started, and so there were, like, I was worried that she would find out from other people, and I wanted it to be from me. So I told her, and then Max, which, you know, now he's had a phone for a while, and if you try to have a conversation with him, you actually have to tell him to put his phone down so he'll listen to you.
Yeah.
But I did it in his room. I closed the door so he didn't feel weird about, you know, having his sister around. And we went through the book too. I left the book with him, but when we were in his room, he was completely focused on me. And what I was saying, and super respectful of everything I was saying and how I was saying it. He didn't have a ton of questions, but I was just really impressed that I didn't have to continue to tell him to pay attention, and that this was an important conversation. He was actually just really respectful and listened. And then I left the book with him, and who knows if he actually read any of it. We've talked a little more about it since then, if anything ever comes up, and, you know, how to treat a woman and how you have to be respectful. And I don't know, it's a really, really important conversation, and I was super nervous, but it actually went really well.
Do you think that he had any idea from school?
I think he probably had somewhat of an idea, but he was a little older. I feel like there is one, there was a funny question he asked, but I cannot remember what it was at this point. Ryan might remember, but anyway, it actually just went really well. Now they know. I feel like it's so important. You know, in my generation, my mom just gave me a book and that's it, and mm-hmm. didn't talk at all about it. And I wanted to be the one to have this discussion with them, because I feel like it instills that that sense of connection in them, so that they know that they can come to me if they have any questions, and of course go to Ryan too. But if they have any questions or any difficulties, I want them to always know that I am there for them, and I am more than happy to talk about anything with them. So, and when I was growing up, I didn't really feel like I could go to my parents about that stuff. It was just, you know, we hadn't talked about it at all. She just handed me a book. And so I think now Blakeslee and I have really open communication, and I know that she knows she can come to me, and I hope that Max does too.
Oh, that's awesome. Is there any times that you were watching TV with them and something popped up and you're like, oh God, they're too young to address this, and I know they're going to ask about it?
Oh my God, all the time. But I can't remember it now, because I feel like now it comes up. Max has watched so many movies that I don't even know what movies he's watched. I'm not as worried about everything as I used to be, because he's almost 15 years old, and he'll go to sleepovers and watch. He loves horror movies. Oh, I cannot stand horror movies. Totally into horror movies. And I'm sure there's nudity and sexual content and discussions, but I can't remember one specific moment. But yes, there have been a lot of moments where I feel like we pause the TV. If anything is coming up, we just pause it and then we redirect, go do something else. Let's take a break. Yeah. Let's go to the bathroom and then maybe forward it to where we don't have to watch that part together. A little awkward when you're sitting with your parents and a sex scene comes on any show. I feel like I might have told you about this. We had iPads, I don't know, like 7-8 years ago. Uh-huh. And it was like a family iPad. And I go mm-hmm. on to look on Safari for something, and I open it up, and it is graphic, let's oh, no. just say. Oh, yeah, graphic. And they were young. And I was like, what? It ended up that I'm not going to say who did this. Cause I don't, you know, maybe they'll listen someday, but, it started completely innocent in that it was, around Christmas time and they were uh-huh. Googling, ho, baby ho, ho. Jesus. No,
no. I said, ho, ho, ho.
So funny. Oh my God. Oh, well, well. Yeah. I wonder what we'd find if we Google.
Okay. How did baby Jesus turn into this?
Baby Jesus. And then I think there was a picture of like, then it was like baby boys and then baby boy butts. Yeah. I mean, the God. Most innocent thing turned into something not innocent at all. Like, how horrifying is that? So my recommendation for parents, even if you think your kids are not looking at anything, they could be Googling something so, so, so innocent as baby yeah. Jesus. And so put
like the most innocent thing you can think of.
The most innocent thing. So put the, there are like parental controls on Google that you can, I think every parent should do it no matter how young or old your kids are.
Well, those are some good tips.
I mean, and maybe again, not Dawson. He's not using an
maybe
iPad anymore.
But soon enough. Right now, he's just really into his high contrast books.
Yes, I saw that. That was so cute.
It's so cute. It's just black and white imagery. Oh, yes. And you throw it in front of his face, and then all of a sudden he goes, like his eyes just grow. It's so adorable.
I love him.
You'll meet him soon enough.
I'm so sad he's not here.
Aww, and you we too, love obviously. All of your responses on Instagram. They're so sweet.
Oh, yes. I love him. Love you.
Thank you. So cute. All right. Well, thanks for the sex advice for my son in about a decade.
Yeah, exactly. You got a little time.
Go enjoy your Macy's shopping. And do you have any idea what you're going to get? Like, if you had to, like, your kids could get you one thing from Macy's right now for Mother's Day, what is at the top of your list?
I don't know if they carry Aviator Nation, but I'm super into that brand right now.
What is
it? As is my daughter. It's like the rainbow. They have like a rainbow stripe on the side of the sweatpants or like across the jacket, like puffy coats.
That sounds so 1999.
It's so cute, actually. It's adorable. Oh, and then I need jeans. Right. I need jeans. Like, give me some just good ripped up jeans and I'm a happy girl.
All right. Well, I think you can go find that at Macy's today. So have a great time shopping with the ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, even though you're not here.
Of course.
Okay.
Thanks for like basically holding the fort down over there.
Oh, no. All good. All good. I got you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And before we get dog mom Kaylin Miller Keys on the podcast, I just wanted to thank Macy's one more time for being the sponsor for this week's show. Anything that you can think of for your mom for Mother's Day, you could probably find at Macy's, and you can find it at macy's.com/giftfinder if you just want to do your shopping online, or you can find something online and then go and run to the store and pick it up.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. All right, we got Kaylin on the line, and she's the kind of mom that I was just a mere 3 months ago, a dog mom. Kaylin, what is the biggest responsibility as an adoptive dog mom? Because you guys have basically fostered twice, and then you've ended up adopting. So what is it that you just like have in your soul that is like, I need to mother these dogs?
Well, it's so weird. If Dean hadn't broken his leg, 2 years ago, I don't think we ever would have had a dog because we were just traveling too much. So before he broke his leg, we were only home like 1 week at a time. And then he broke his leg. We fostered Pappy. We fell in love. And once Pappy passed, we just felt this little emptiness in our home. So then we found Alistair and adopted Alistair. But we've always been drawn to seniors because puppies are always going to get adopted. And I think the senior ones, like people look at them, they're like, oh, they're 5 or 6 or 7. And we don't want that. We want our dog to live for a long time. But senior dogs are just the best ever. I encourage everyone to at least look at them.
Well, that is so sweet. That is so, so sweet. You guys really like create a cool life for your dogs. Like, you know, they travel with you, they go to events and stuff like that. Do you find that that is something that like keeps them young?
I honestly think so. I think traveling with dogs, like they're always finding new things to see, new things to smell. I think it definitely gave Pappy a longer life.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to travel too much with Alistair yet just because he is more difficult, but he's with the trainer right now and we're hoping like soon enough. And the trainer even said last night, soon enough, we can have people there and he can be around people. It's just getting him trained first.
Aww. And my last question for you is something that like I struggle with now being a mom to a dog and a baby. And that is like, how much do you play with the dog during the day? Or does your dog just kind of like lounge around? Because I feel so guilty because I'm like, I need like a designated play hour with Lois where she just gets all the pets and we play catch and all that. But I don't have time for it. Is that something that you guys do on a daily basis? Is like, it's just playtime?
Yeah, it's kind of on Alistair's terms. Like Alistair gets super hyper and suddenly he'll be like, he'll just like start play nipping at our hand or like pulling on our shirt. And he lets us know like, now it's time for you to throw the toy. It's time for you to pay attention to me.
Oh, okay. That's so sweet. That also keeps them young and their heart healthy. And oh, there's not enough time in the day to be any sort of mom. I need like another 12 hours to really accomplish honestly, everything.
I can't imagine it from your perspective, but I feel that from just a dog mom perspective.
Thank you. All right. Kaylin, thanks for joining us. And you can hear Kaylin regularly on the Help I Suck at Dating podcast. Thanks for being here, Kaylin. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We are now joined by another bachelor mom, Ashley Frazier. My son wants to make a little cameo appearance. So if you hear him whining in the background, that's just him saying hi. Ashley, my first question for you is, does it ever get to feel routine? Do you ever get used to the fact that I am now sitting with a baby carrier on my chest and my hair in a classic mom bun? I haven't washed my face yet today, but I'm proud to say that I have brushed my teeth.
I will say it just changes. Like this stage, it just is one, and then the next one's going to be totally different, and it's just going to be as hard. It's just different. It changes.
But how do you do two? Like how? Oh, Dawson, how do you do two? It doesn't seem possible. How apart are your girls?
They're 2 years apart, almost to the day. So
find that to be like ideal. Jared and I are both 2.5 years apart from our siblings. And that's kind of what I want for Dawson. Was it helpful that the one was able to talk and walk at that point?
Yes, and she was potty trained, and so pretty much potty trained all the way. So that was very helpful. So, oh, he's so cute. I can't.
She was potty trained by two. I feel like that is ahead of the game.
But I mean, we were in COVID, so we didn't have too much to do. So it made it a little easier of a time. No one was going anywhere, so we didn't have to worry about it.
As Ashley is now listening to my baby crying and the way I look, I have to know, what was the hardest phase of motherhood for you thus far? And what was the most rewarding and your favorite?
I would say at the beginning, when I first had Navy, my oldest, it was really hard because I let so many outside voices fulfill this like need to be a perfect mom. And I was telling someone earlier, once I probably hit 3 or 4 months, I realized no one's going to know whether I take their advice or not. Why don't I just do it my way? And Aaron and I had a big conversation about it. And he's like, do what your gut tells you. You know, he's very much like, you're the mom, you have the intuition, I'll follow your lead, which is very helpful. And I know that a lot of people don't get that, but he was so helpful in that. And that was priceless. But once I let go, it really became so much easier because I was just let what my gut said lead me.
Besides that, was there anything that you did significantly different between your first and second?
No, I pretty much followed that gut of what felt right in the moment. I mean, I breastfed both of them for such a long time. At Navy, I breastfed for 18 months, was pregnant. And then I breastfed Everly over a year. So, I mean, maybe that was a little bit different, but, you know, we were in COVID, so we were home a lot too. Versus with Navy, we were out and about showing her to everyone. And then the next one, we were just home. So that was very different.
Oh, well, I've got to know, do you see any differences between the two, possibly because one went out more than the other?
Funny you say that, because Everly, growing up in COVID, is more outgoing than Navy. Navy's pretty shy, which I'm surprised that is not the opposite way. Everly, you would think, not being around people as much, she'd be more shy, but she's not. So she's more of my outgoing butterfly.
Ash, we are between a new business, a new house, and a new baby, Jared and I definitely have not had a lot of date time, couple time. How do you keep the relationship thriving in a time like this? Because we're certainly we are great. We are not romantic. We're not like, it's not like, oh, we're just a cute young sprite couple. Is that gone forever?
No, it's not gone forever. I promise it comes back. But just go out, take some time for you guys. And someone once told me, go out and can you try to not talk about the baby for a minute? And we do try that. It's really hard because you think about how cute they are and you miss them. And then you go down this little memory of like, oh my gosh, look how big Navy is from last year at this time. But it does come back. It's not gone forever, I promise.
Okay, that is really, really good to know. And is there any
advice from your mom or just like observations that you had growing up that you've implemented in the lives of your daughters?
Yeah, that's really good. I think making sure they're in church, our family is in church, is such a good point for us because at the end of the day, that's the foundation that I want them raised on. So that's really important to me. My mom was tough. She, you know, if you weren't bleeding, you're fine. And so if you weren't bleeding, keep going. Aaron is probably more nurturing when it comes to like girls getting boo-boos. Like he runs to them. And now they're starting to run to him anytime they get a boo-boo. And I'm like, you're okay. You're not like, you know, so that's something my mom definitely passed down, like this little tough cookie side of it's really just all going to be okay. And your mom instinct, you can hear the cries, you can hear the woes, the mommy crying, you know, when they yell for you, you know, the difference between whether they're hurt or they're not. So that's, you know.
Totally. It's so funny. Now, like every time I'm not in the same room as him, I can just, it's like I have a supersonic ear for crying now.
Yeah.
It's just, I wouldn't normally be able to hear like that level, right?
Have you been in the shower and heard him crying? Yes. I swear I've figured it out. I think it's the drain. It's the way the water flows into the drain. It makes me think like my child is crying in the background.
1,000%. Yeah. And like, but for the most part, it's always correct.
It's nothing.
Oh, it's nothing. Initially, I don't know.
I can go
both ways.
Irrational fear that is exactly when something terrible is going to happen. When I'm washing my hair, soap is in my hair and I'm naked. Mm-hmm. Something is going to happen in that moment where I have to rush someone to the hospital. That is my, like when I think about what could be a nightmare, that moment. Showing up at the hospital like that.
Do you have any other anxieties that started when you first became a mom that have kind of continued on?
Yeah, I Aaron and I have this conversation all the time. I hate to say it, but I feel like I became so morbid. I'm so fearful of something happening to me. Yeah.
It's stairs for me. It's like every single time I go down the stairs with him, I just see us falling.
Don't walk with socks on. On wood stairs, those things I've learned to not do. I'm just always afraid, like when I travel, when I leave, whenever I come, when I go, when they leave, when they come and go, who's driving them? I've got to the point where I just really don't even want anyone driving my child but me or Aaron. I'm like, there's no need for it.
Yeah. I don't think that anybody has driven him other than me and Jared, and I don't think I want that to change anytime soon.
Sorry, I just gave you that anxiety now.
No, I've had the anxiety.
Oh, man, what is your worst?
The grandparents, his parents are like, we can keep a car seat base in our cars, too, just in case. And I'm like,
just listen.
Definitely not you, Grandpa Fred, because I know how you can drive.
Just say yes, because at the end, you can kind of probably figure it out. Those are other tips that I realized. You can kind of just say, okay, fine, that's great. And then you don't have to take it, or you can figure something else, or say, you know what, I'm going to do it this time, or Jared's going to take him this time. You know, you can always figure out ways to maneuver around those situations. I promise.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate the advice, and I'm really glad you got to spend the day with Macy's, getting your nails done
and
shopping and all of that. If there is one item at Macy's that your girls could get you for Mother's Day, what would you want it to be?
Oh, man. Maybe some Chanel makeup. That's an easy go-to, right?
Yes. That is a good go-to. Yeah. Look at him.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
He's so
precious.
Thank
you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you had a great day.
I did. Thank you so much, Ashley.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean. So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that's just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Next up on our Mother's Day special, we have Annalise Puccini with her baby dog and her mom. So Annalise, how long have you been a puppy mom?
We got Posey in August, and it's her one-year birthday next month. So yeah, she's just a little one still.
So cute. How has that adjustment been? Because people talk about waking up all the time with a human baby, but those little puppies will wake you up a lot in the middle of the night too. And you know what's nice? With my baby, if he goes to the bathroom, all I have to do is go into his nursery and change him. But in the dog situation, you might be, you know, if you're trying to properly train, walking them at 4:30 in the morning, and that freaks me out, you know? So it's kind of funny. I'm so used to like dog life that there's been multiple times with Dawson. It's like, oh, after this feeding, I'm going to have to take him out. I'm like, oh, you don't have to take him out. You just got to change his diaper. It's
You're
very
like, this
relieving.
This is easy. I can do it when I want to do it. Well, I guess you, I mean, yeah. They kind of tell you when they're like, okay, you get this thing off me.
Yeah.
But there was many times in the beginning that I was like taking her out in the middle of the night and, but you get used to it and you just like, it's funny. I think it's probably like with a baby too. You just, you're like, you do for the people and the things that you love, you know, and you like, you forget like what you're doing and you just like your natural instincts take in, you know, take over like for your baby or for your dog or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now your mom's there.
She is.
How many kids do you have, Sally?
Oh, just one. That's all I could. You know, I got one good one. I wanted a like 5 or 6, but I only got one.
My mom was told she could never have kids, actually.
Yeah, she's a miracle baby here.
Oh, my gosh. A miracle. That's amazing. So because of that and because there was only one child, do you guys feel like your relationship is even closer? Do you think there's more of a friendship relationship than maybe if there's multiple siblings?
Yeah, probably, because we didn't have to divide time with other, you know, brothers, sisters. But she was always really popular with her friends who had siblings. Because she'd play with the siblings and you know, the parents would love that.
Since you did have, since she was a miracle baby, do you think about other people that were in your position on Mother's Day? And the fact that, you know, a lot of women out there want to be moms and they're having a hard time doing so?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I pretty much thought we were going to have to just, well, it wasn't a bad way to go, but we were in the process of adopting.
And my mom did in vitro, and she was definitely one of the, I mean, you could probably relate to a lot of women that have had trouble
getting pregnant
or, you know.
Yeah, and it seemed like all my friends were getting pregnant, but like before they even wanted to, you know, with first time they even thought about it, it was like, there they were. So it's kind of one of the last of my friends, but, you know, I didn't give up hope that either we'd adopt or it happened naturally. And once I had her, I said, okay, now I can keep going. But
and I have a stepbrother now, so it feels like it's funny how, you know, how family just, like, comes together at some point. Now we just have a big modern family and nieces and nephews and, you know, like, my stepdad's ex-wife comes to holiday functions and, you know, it's just like one big extended family, which is so nice. You know, you don't always get the family that you thought you were going to get, but you get the family that you need.
Aw.
Yeah, well, and her stepbrother is also an only child, so both of them wouldn't have had, you know, extended family, so it worked out.
Aw, that does work out really nicely. Annalise, do you want to be a mom one day?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in the process of freezing my eggs right now. So hopefully that's in the cards.
When did you decide that? If you don't mind, I'd love to get to know a little bit more about that decision.
It's been something I've been thinking about for, I mean, a long time. But it's just hard because I'm 37 now. So I feel like every relationship that I've been in, I'm like, oh, maybe this is the one that I'm going to have kids with and I'll hold off. And then that relationship doesn't work out. And then I put it off a little bit longer. And then I think you can put off certain things in your life, but I think at 37 now, I'm like, okay, I got to stop putting this off. And I need to, even if I am in the perfect relationship that I think maybe this is the guy, like I'm not going to wait for that to be the reason that I wait anymore. It's a fully decision for me at this point where I'm like, I'm just going to do it and it's going to be my little nest egg. And if I need them, I need them, you know?
Do you think that's going to take the pressure off dating and you can just kind of like relax and enjoy without feeling your biological clock tick?
Oh, I think absolutely. I've heard so many stories of people be like, yeah, as soon as I, like, you don't have that energy of like, I need yes. this to happen.
Yes.
You know,
you're not forcing it anymore. Right. Like, I completely feel you. I was going to give egg freezing to myself for my 30th birthday if it weren't for Jared coming around just like a couple weeks beforehand.
Yeah, it's a smart decision. I think for anyone who's like, that's a question, it's just look into it, see what you're able to do and put your, you know, fertility before anything else. Cause you know, you don't have forever with that. That's the thing. There's a timeline yes. for sure.
I know. So what part of the process are you at now, if you don't mind sharing?
Fairly early. I think my retrieval is scheduled right now for May 5th. So.
Oh, right around the corner. Yeah. I mean, awesome. Yeah. Okay, good.
I know. But I mean, it's pretty, at this stage, it's pretty easy. There's nothing I really have to do except for like tell my doctor when I'm on my period and not. And then that's it to kind of figure
really?
Out.
Really?
Like, yeah, to figure out like when is going to be the best time to collect the eggs.
I thought that you had to do shots and hormones and such.
So I will, but it won't be until, I think it's next week. I go in on Monday, actually, and then we'll start, like, figuring out when that all happens. Honestly, I feel so naive. It's funny because I've always felt like I get babies. I get, you know, I've always, like, been really into fertility and, like, motherhood and all that stuff. Uh-huh. So I thought that it'd be something that I'd know a little bit more about, but going in for my first appointment, I was like, oh my gosh, I know nothing about this process. When my mom did in vitro, it's funny. My only memory really of it was, her and my dad were kind of like in a rocky place at that time. And so when my dad left, she was still in the process of the hormones. And so I gave her a couple of her shots, like as a child.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I know I'm getting kind of personal here, but I am curious.
I'm like, I am vulnerable. You know that.
Annalise was your miracle baby because the doctor said that you probably wouldn't be able to conceive naturally, but you did?
No, I got pregnant, but then I lost the baby. And then they said my other tube was damaged and this and that. So they said, you know, you have like 10% chance of maybe ever getting pregnant on your own. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, every cycle that I wasn't, I kept thinking, oh, my goodness. So then we were looking at in vitro. But well, we looked into adoption first and then we had her. So I didn't think I need to go in vitro because I thought I'd do it naturally again. But
so in vitro was after me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, OK. So you did start that after you.
Yeah.
It's amazing to know that 37 years ago we were doing IVF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certainly something that they didn't talk about too much back then.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot more taboo. Like, you weren't, there was something broken, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had to go that route. And so I think a lot of people kept it so much more hidden where yeah. it's like, I love that now. And people are having, you know, children later in life and like all of these things that, or I've had like friends who have not postpartum, but like they have depression during their pregnancy mm-hmm. and, you know, a real struggle with that. So I'm so glad that there's so many of these like, topics around that because we see, it's like Instagram versus reality. We see like one version of things that just seems so blissful and wonderful. And yes, I'm sure there's moments that are like that, but, and I'm sure there's some people that that's how it is, but then there's all these other stories, and it's good that people are being able to feel seen in those stories, you know?
Yes. And I'm so grateful for you guys both sharing both of those journeys. I really appreciate that. It was an aspect of motherhood that I didn't think we were going to be able to talk about today, and I'm glad we did.
Yeah. Also, I'm so distracted because Dawson's little face is so stinking cute. Oh, my God.
It's like he's staring at us.
He's being so silly right now. For our listeners, his eyes are just bugging out of his head looking at the screen.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us. I hope you had a great day, thanks to Macy's, and you were able to get some goodies for each other.
Happy First Mother's Day to you. I have a little something I literally put in the mail for you yesterday.
A couple days ago, yeah.
Oh, is that a book?
It's a book and a little something for Dawson. So
thank you so much. Yeah, Annalise, quickly, please tell everybody about your new book.
I wrote a book called AP Unwritten. It is a collection of my poetry and art that sort of journeys through love, heartbreak, and healing. And it's just amazing. It's like I've gotten so much feedback already of people who have been like, oh, I totally can see my story in that, and I relate. And I feel like at the end of the day, like, that's why I think people love you so much, because you're so relatable on so many levels. And like, why I think talking about all of these things and like, and sharing just a raw, vulnerable version of like my heartbreak and things that I've been through, it's just, it gives people a chance to feel like they're being seen. So I think it's so important.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited to read it.
Yeah, you'll get it soon.
Thank you. All right. See you, ladies. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, Almost Famous listeners, that is our Mother's Day special edition. Thanks to Macy's. Don't forget to head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder if you have no idea what to get your mom, okay? Because Macy's has got you covered in that department, and you can order it right there on the website, or you can go find something online and then go pick it up in store. They have everything, you know, think about it. Makeup, perfume, housewares, clothes, shoes. Macy's has got some beautiful stuff in there. So check it out. And thank you again to all the moms who joined us. And shout out to all the moms out there. Now more than ever, I have an appreciation for all the hard work that is involved in our lives. You guys are all seriously superwomen. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.